This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
I, like most people, love and treat our pets like family, but sadly, not all of our gorgeous animals have loving homes. And we are thankful every day for the dedicated people who act on behalf of all the animals in need. And one of the greatest organisations that is loved and respected by all of Australians is, of course, the RSPCA. And we're so happy to have our operations manager, Tegan McPherson, back into the studio this morning to talk about all things RSPCA.
Good morning.
Welcome. How are you?
Good, thank you.
July the 1st, important things happened. So we spent months, years trying to fight for Oscar's Law, which is basically trying to stop puppy farming, dogs being sold in pet shops, and that has now come into law, correct?
Correct. So only animals that come from shelters, rescue groups or foster carers can now be sold through pet shops.
Pet shops, which is a great thing. Also now breeders can... Dogs have been capped on the amount of dogs that people can have to breed as well?
Yeah, so there's a few different types of breeding categories, but the main one is that you would be capped at 10 fertile females.
Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, what am I going to say? But this is also now something new that's come about that I've read. It sounds really great, but it's not going to affect just breeders. It's going to affect every pet owner. Correct. And what Correct. Are we talking about?
So now, from the 1st of July, every animal that's sold or advertised through any forum, so your trading post,
Gumtree,
any websites, need to have not only the microchip number stated, but also a source number. So the source number is for any registered breeder or registered organisation that basically tells us where the animals come from.
What happens if our dog is 10 years old and, you know, Nana goes to the nursing home and we do have to rehome it? How would we find the source number on a pet like that? Or is that just new animals moving forward?
It'll be new animals.
Okay.
But from July next year, all microchip numbers as they go through will need to be linked
to
a source number.
So if this is not just selling a pet, this is even if you want to give a pet away or anything. So any pet movement, so it's dogs, cats, horses, or
it's just dogs and cats.
So domestic animals
under
we're
this
talking.
Legislation, yes, yeah.
So if I want to sell, give away, transfer my pet, cat, I'll have to register to get a number. And then from there, I'll be able to sell it off.
Yes, correct. So, but predominantly it'll be registered organisations such as shelters and pounds,
yeah.
Your breeders, other domestic animal businesses such as your pet shops and things like that.
This is really good. It's not something that I had seen in Oscar's Law when we went pushing. Mm. I think this is great. We own a car and we have to transfer title of a car and a VIN number. Why shouldn't we do that as well to a pet?
It gives more responsibility to people, doesn't it?
Well, it's going
to
be less people dumping pets at sides of the roads, we're hoping. Now, with this, I mean, look, Oscar's Laws or whatever we've started with has come into effect now about, you know, the way we're going to be able to buy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is going to have an effect of people dumping more? Or we're hoping this will remove that?
We're hoping over time that people, we do encourage if you've got an animal that you can no longer care for or no longer want or your circumstances have changed, it's always better to take it to a shelter or pound or a foster care or rescue organisation because they can at least rehome it. So rather than, as you say, dumping it, it gets a better chance of life.
Because that's what I wanted to go to. I mean, I've seen friends and, you know, our circumstances in life changes, whether it's jobs, our living conditions, and sometimes you're the poor pet that you've had for years just can't follow you to the next life. And people go and advertise it for free. It'd be more or better that they actually took it to a correct rescue centre, the RSPCA, there's plenty of other ones out there, rather than just giving a dog away free on the internet because we don't know where they go.
Correct. And also that organisation will generally do the right health and behavioural assessments. Yeah. They'll vaccinate it. If it hasn't been microchipped, they can do that, as well as de-sexing as well if it hasn't been de-sexed. But okay. The big thing with this source number is about traceability of animals, and it will allow us over time to be able to understand where these animals are coming from and hold people to account that aren't doing the right thing.
Of course, this is long-term. So even though someone says, I might only have two or three dogs I'm breeding, if next minute there's all these numbers coming out, you actually going to be able to just find out people that might have puppy farms locked in back sheds that you can't see.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, July is a massive month for Tom because it was his birthday and it was his whole birthday month. Yeah. But it's also a very special month being the National De-sexing Month. Why is July the big push for pet de-sexing?
It's been the de-sexing month for quite some time, and at RSPCA Victoria, we're all about making sure that your domestic animals that are pets are de-sexed. So certainly at our clinics in Burwood and Piercedale, we've got a 10% discount on de-sexing for your pets. But yeah, it's a really great initiative to really promote the importance of de-sexing your animals.
And de-sexing, I mean, we all had, you know, the old-fashioned, you know, let the dog have one litter or let it do this first season and all that. That's not that's changed a lot now, hasn't it? The earlier that we de-sex our cats and puppies, it doesn't have any medical effects later on?
Correct. So there's different breeds and species have different scenarios, but certainly we would encourage de-sexing at an earlier age.
Look, I encourage de-sexing. Will you also take some horny old husbands that I can't get off me? are we going to get them, or young co-hosts that we need to control?
Well, I don't think our veterinarians specialise in...
Good, thank you. Yeah. Do we need to get our pets de-sex if they're around... animals of the opposite gender, other pets, or is it for other reasons? What's the dealio?
There's a range of health benefits associated with de-sexing. You certainly prevent the unwanted litters if they do get exposure to the other sex, but you also, like in dogs, reduce their territorial behaviour, their capacity to escape in order to obviously find a mate. Yep. With cats, they're less likely to roam. They tend to be more affectionate, calmer and happier if they're de-sexed. And over the course of their lives, that you prevent certain illnesses and diseases, such as things like cancer and things like that.
Oh, there's so many positives about this then. Tommy should get you de-sex ASAP.
And it is also responsible pet ownership. It's very important. We have our three babies at home and they've all had their little... Choppy choppies.
Your little fur babies you're talking about.
Yeah, correct.
Good.
I haven't technically done it to my children yet, but I'm waiting to see.
Please don't. So you can get all the information at the National De-sexing Network, which is the ndn.org.au. Is that correct?
Correct. And if you want information on what RSPCA Victoria is doing in this space, you can go to our website at rspcavictoria.org.au.
Because if people want to get involved with you guys and go along, you're always looking for donations. We can never have enough money, you poor guys. As well as, I suppose, there's people that could come and help you. If they don't have money, they can probably come and donate some time.
Correct. Or even if you've got old towels and blankets or particularly in the winter months, we really rely on those donations for our animals in the kennels, and also things like newspapers, old newspapers.
I never thought of that, of course. Yeah. I mean, the amount of towels I go through with a couple of dogs, you guys must go through stacks.
So,
you know that either. I feel stupid not thinking about that. That's fair enough.
I mean, not everybody might have pockets full of money or time, but there's lots of things we can actually do to help your organisation going.
Definitely.
So get in there. You guys do a fantastic job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.